The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, haere mai. Welcome along, Hatu is in the house. From my house to your house, whether you're in the dog house, the poor house, the nut house, the murder house, parliament house, or the house of the rising sun, we'll be dealing with some of the important issues of the day, local, regional, national, and international, plus sampling some of the most amazing local talent, and dipping into a few tracks you may or may not have ever heard before. So buckle up and stay tuned for the next half hour, because Hatu is in the fire. Hatu is in the house. Proudly sponsored by Taste of Turkey, Motueka's authentic traditional Turkish kitchen, 92 High Street. And the 2023 Motueka AMP show, Saturday, 2nd December, at the Marchwood Park Showgrounds. Be there, okay? So I'm here in the studio with Araha Williams, and here in the off-the-grid studio, and she is one of the South Island's most recognized iconic country artists.
Oh.
Well, by me anyway, I've noticed her for years. So, and she will be featured at the upcoming Motueka AMP show on the 2nd of December, on Saturday, about 2 p.m. Araha is going to be on stage. And tell us a little bit about what you've been up to.
Where do I start? Far out. Anyway, hi, Harmony. It's good to be here.
All right.
I'm a family person, so I've got a little boy that I look after. His name is Theodore, and I've got my big boy Brad, who's just come home from being over in Spain for the last 10 years, and then on top of that, just doing my music. So I go around Christchurch doing rest homes, little drips and drabs here, play at country shows, do big shows at the clubs. So I play in about three different bands. So one's called Sweet As, that's my main band. Another band is Hotwired, so we play a little bit more heavier stuff. And then I also play with my friend, and we just do nice little acoustic things. So try to keep myself pretty busy. Try to balance family life with my music life as well, which is pretty cool.
And you just come from the Country Music Awards in Richmond.
Yes.
Sun City.
Yeah, the Sun City Awards.
Yep. Was that fun?
It was absolutely amazing. I actually caught up with friends that I hadn't seen for 20 years, easy. So it was really nice to see more North Island competitors come down and have a lot of fun. That's what it's all about, really, these competitions, is going there, giving it a go, having fun, catching up with people, and if you make a final or even win, that's just the icing on the cake.
Now, were you competing, or were you part of the backing band?
I was a part of the backing band.
I see.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was a long weekend for all of us.
I reckon.
Yeah, so yeah. Friday night show, then 8 o'clock start in the morning, and we went right through until mid-afternoon. And then Sunday, of course, is always the killer. We always call it the killer because we don't finish until, 11 o'clock. So, and then by that stage, we're like all played out and just want to sit down, relax, unwind, catch up with people, see what's going on in their lives. I think that's the exciting part of the whole trip, is catching up with people.
And you had some bad news this year.
This year has certainly been a challenge, actually, multiple ways. I lost can you hear my little boy in the background? So I've dragged him with me. Back in January, I lost my mother suddenly, and then a couple of weeks later, I lost an auntie, and Ever since then, I've lost another family member, but have just had multiple challenges this year. So it's been quite a year. It's been roller coaster, up and down. I've had a lot of highs, but I've certainly have been at the lowest of the low. Especially losing the one person that I've pretty much been glued to at the hip and everything. So she was my mentor. And my biggest fan. I miss her dearly.
And music is a way to process all of that too, isn't it?
It is. I'm so grateful that I came from a musical family. So I thank Mum and Dad, and I hope that I do them proud with everything that
I'm sure you will.
Yeah.
And that's why we're here, to make some music. And I'm ready when you are.
Sure. I'd like to do a song that my mother really loved, and I thought that I'd share it with you today.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll do it in this key. Touch a rebel in me, and a rebel in me can touch a rebel in you, and the rebels will bring us sweet harmony, and it'll bring out the rebel, bring out the rebel, bring out the rebel in me. Touch a lover in me, and a lover in me, touch a lover in you, then the lovers will bring us sweet harmony, and it'll bring out the lover, bring out the lover, bring out the lover.
That's a Moana.
Yeah, Moana and the Moana Hunters.
Right.
Yeah.
That was the first album that I bought for my daughter years ago. Was Moana and the Moana Hunters. And, fantastic.
Yeah, that song brings back a lot of memories, especially when it first came out or was first released. Mum just absolutely loved that song, so I thought, I'll learn it for you. And then every now and then she'd go, "Oh, surprise me," because I'd never sing the song until she said "surprise me," and I'd sing that one. So, yeah.
Well, what else you got to surprise us with today?
Oh dear. Well, I don't know. Well, I was down in Gore this year for the Gold Guitar Awards, and I was fortunate enough to make three finals. So I'd like to share with you a song that actually won me the title of being the top traditionalist in New Zealand for the Gold Guitars. So I thought that I'd do this one. Here we go. Southern melodies. was the place where I was born on a bright October morn, and it's nestled at the end of my river of memories. Did you ever go sailing down the river of memories to a little log cabin that's nestled among the sycamore trees where the sunshine is cheery and nothing in the world grows dreary? That's my cabin at the end of my river of memories.
Wahoo! And that was a winner.
Well, of course, I played it on an acoustic guitar.
On the telly.
Yeah, it's a little bit weird playing a Telecaster, so or an electric guitar, because I don't play these much. But she's a nice.
That color suits you too.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Ruby red.
Beautiful.
Let's do another one. Let's do one more.
Yeah. Oh, far out. I'm just trying to think. What can we do? Oh, let's do a nice rocky song, shall we? Came out west together with a common desire. The fever we had about to set the west coast on fire. 2 months later, got in trouble.
Turn my mic back up so you can hear me. We got the high tech here. Anyway, twiddling the knobs here. It's such a pleasure and an honor to have you here, my sister.
Oh.
You know, we've got a few years.
We have a bit of history. Yeah, we have a lot of history. It's fun. It's good to be back and wonderful to see you and catch up.
Mm.
So I don't get to come up these ways much because I'm so busy. But
well, I'm glad to hear that.
Mm.
And we're looking forward to having you here in December.
Can't wait.
I'm going to have a bit of a thing here the week prior. If you can make it up, we'd love to have you.
On
the 26th, I think. Yeah.
Okay. So. I'll definitely have a look in my diary. If I've got nothing on, then I'll try and see if I can sneak on up.
Okay, we'll take you downstairs later and show you the stage. So.
Oh yay!
But yep. Yeah. What I'd like to do is do some music videos, and I think I'm sure we could collaborate on something.
Absolutely.
We've got our drummer downstairs chomping at the bit because he wants to play too. So.
Oh.
And you told me about Wahine.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, my it was quite funny how I met Wendy. I just happened to be reconnecting with all my friends back in the country music scene, and she had just recently lost her husband, so one of my friends invited her to come along to a country day, and she said she's a bit nervous. We've asked her if she could sing, and then I grabbed her, pulled her aside, and I asked her what songs would she like to sing. And so she pulled the songs out and I played them, and pretty much the rest is history ever since. So I was blown away by her voice because she's got such a beautiful voice. And then we started doing some more singing together, just hanging out, and then we thought, maybe we should do something together as a duo. And yeah, lo and behold, we put our heads together and grabbed a number of songs and said this could work because we both could harmonise. We were both strong vocalists. All we needed was a guitarist, and well, I play guitar anyway, so yeah.
I noticed, yeah. And you do it very well. I think the thing that has always impressed me the most is your competency the things that you do. You do everything well.
Thank you.
You know, and that's a privilege to know you. So.
Yeah, thank you.
And we might finish off our special day here with some recorded music. So we'll thank you very much for the time and you've come out here.
Truly is a privilege to be here too, Harmony.
And we'll look forward to seeing you on the 2nd December at the Marchwood Park for the 86th annual Motueka AMP show.
I'm looking forward to seeing everybody there too, catching up with a lot of faces. So, I certainly miss this place. I had 17 years of bliss up here. And, I every now and then sit there and go, I wish I could move back here. But, yeah, now's not the time. Yeah,
well, ka kite, nga mihi, and we'll finish this with a recording from Wahine. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that sounds brilliant.
Okay, all right.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Yeah.
state my bias towards many things that affect our lives in our communities and on our home planet Earth. My sincere belief is that we don't get there until we all get there. My support and attention generally goes towards like-minded individuals, although I support the right to be heard from a wide range of views. What I don't support are opinions presented as facts and cherry-picked news bites extrapolated into unsubstantiated theories. I would also choose science over religion on any given day. Knowledge is power. Beliefs can have dire consequences. I've been called a woke-tard, a lefty, and a socialist libtard. I take those intended slurs as compliments. If wanting a clean world, stable climate, and a level playing field is threatening to some, then Houston, we have a problem. Woke is a slang word, a misrepresentation of awake. The opposite would be asleep or unconscious. So I see the accusations of wokeness as admissions of unconsciousness. People talking in their sleep, having bad dreams, and blaming it on others. Like people who are aware of and actively attentive to important facts and issues, especially issues of racial and social justice.
Influential banker turns out to be a monumental wanker, and all the Aussies have been out planking, and the rest of y'all about to get a spanking. They say it's a coming, they call it the rapture, since Osama bin Laden's already been captured, and the world as we knew it will all be gone tomorrow. But the government will still have to borrow almost nearly half a freaking billion. That's 300 or 400 freaking million each and every other single week. And the choir keeps singing, this is all for me, cause I'll be leaving here, going up to heaven sometime between the hours of 10 and 11, according to some religious fanatic who only wants to create a global sense of panic. Rapture. Rapture. Just because it makes for such good capital, but I think his calculation's sloppy, cause no one knows the future, and that's a simple truth. It's how we treat the peasant that makes tomorrow pleasant. Doesn't matter if you're a peasant or if you're a time professor, you can be a peasant plucker or a really pleasant fellow. So try to keep it mellow when the Christians start to bellow, and the rapture doesn't manifest, it's just another blood and tears. Rapture. 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 Of patience and tranquility, and just how silly some can be when they just can't be happy living. Maybe you should try a bit more giving and stop there worrying about the end and think about the message that it sends. Rapture. 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 All the children everywhere who need to know that we really care about what goes down on next week. I get so tired I can hardly speak of all the crazy mixed up prophets that only want to lie in their pockets as they pass around the collection plate. They hurry up now, don't be late, and get your contributions in to save your souls from mortal sin, and get yourself on a weekly plan to preserve your place in the promised land. You can be on board when we all go scout, or stay behind, you can trust my word, cause I'm the one who's been selected, and the rest of y'all have been infected. Rapture. 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 With the fear of hell and eternal damnation, it's taking over the entire nation. We'll all be running like a headless chook, like a written in the holy books, whether Muslim, Christian, or Hare Krishna. We are all one, my brothers and sisters. If we won't live in peace, then we better put away the bees. Rapture. 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 And only celebrate the truth, not an eye for eye and a tooth for tooth. There is one God, and that is love, and ain't no heaven up above. No one's gonna live forever, we better get our shit together. We're rapping the rapture. We're rapping the rapture, y'all. We're rapping the rapture. We're rapping the rapture, y'all. We're rapping the rapture. We're rapping the rapture. We're rapping the rapture, y'all. We're rapping the rapture. We're rapping the rapture.
So that goes out to everybody who was prepared for the rapture. It was supposed to happen last week, or maybe that was about 11 years ago. Anyway, that's my take on the rapture. We're rapping the rapture.
So there it is, our show for this week. And a big thank you and shout out to our guests, our wonderful sponsors, Taste of Turkey, Mutawaika's traditional Turkish kitchen at 92 High Street, in the best wheat town here in the Nelson Tasman region, and the Mutawaika AMP show Saturday, 2nd of December, 2023 at our own Marchwood Park. And of course to you, the audience here at Fresh FM, 104.8 FM in Nelson Tasman, 107.2 FM in the Nelson CBD, 95.0 FM in Eastern Golden Bay, and 88.9 FM in Marlborough. These shows repeat the following week of broadcast and can also be found by going to freshfm.net and search Hatu in the House, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Google, or iHeartRadio. Kakiteano.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.